This is Ozarks at Large.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ahead on the program, what's happening this summer at the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, plus what's happening beginning this weekend with the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts, and your chance to win two tickets to see Lucinda Williams at the AMP on Sunday night. Stay tuned.
The University of Arkansas Creative Writing Program is welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Robert Haas to the campus this week. He will read at 7 p.m. Thursday at Giffels Auditorium in Old Main. Known for his work as a poet, essayist, and translator, Haas's distinctions include the Pulitzer Prize, the National Book Award, and the MacArthur Genius Fellowship. The event is free and open to the public.
Project Right Choice in the Fayetteville Police Department will be at the Fayetteville Farmers Market downtown on the Fayetteville Square Saturday from 7 until 2. They will be collecting unused, unwanted, or expired medication. It's the second annual National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. No questions asked, they say. Just drive or walk up, drop off the unwanted, unused, expired medication. Fayetteville Police Department will be there to make sure the old medicine is properly disposed of. Gift cards will be provided with your drop-off while supplies last.
The University of Arkansas will begin offering an undergraduate minor in sustainability. Students may declare the minor as early as August 15th. In 2007, the university was among the first 100 signatories to the American College and University President's Climate Commitment, a pledge by the institutions to reduce greenhouse gases through a broad array of sustainability initiatives. Those initiatives are being incorporated into the university's curriculum.
And weather permitting, both the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will be on the baseball diamond tonight. The Razorbacks, who are still tied for first in the SEC West after dropping 2 of 3 at Kentucky this past weekend, are scheduled to host St. Louis University tonight at Baum Stadium in Fayetteville. First pitch set for 6:35. The Naturals, also in first place in the Texas League's North Division, are scheduled to play 2 7-inning games at Springfield tonight. The doubleheader coming after last night's game against Springfield in Springfield was rained out.
The Eureka Springs Downtown Network has announced that our own Jacqueline Froelich is the 2011 Grand Illumination Grand Luminary. An event is planned for May 1st at Basin Spring Park at 7 p.m. This free, family-friendly event launches the annual May Festival of the Arts and includes a toast sponsored by the 1905 Basin Park Hotel and the music of the Awesome Possums. The festivities will conclude with the annual lighting of the park. More information is available at EurekaSpringsGrandIllumination.com.
Do we know yet what the Grand Illuminator's responsibilities are?
I assume lighting the park.
That's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility.
We'll have to ask Jackie what she's going to be doing.
Yes, we're all very excited, and I think she's excited.